Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair. Yeah.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
What's up, everybody? Good Monday morning to you. It's John Dickinson sitting in today for Matt Steinmetz, joined as always by Daryl the Guru Johnson and Dan Dibley. Fellas, it's a pleasure to be joining you today. And I hear if it goes well today, you may ask me to go back tomorrow and do this again with you guys. But I know short leash on this show, if I don't bring it, I'm going to be told to hit the pike at about 2:02.
Yeah, hopefully not at 10:02, you know, Guru, because it could be a Kaplerian quick hook. Although, shout out the Giants and Gabe Kapler for a great start. But if you start to struggle, JD, mound visit first, right, Goo, before we give him the quick hook.
Yeah, and JD's like, you know, that cousin, that brother, you answer the door, who is this? JD, come on in. So we about
come on, babe.
We about to have some fun. And I got to tell you, fellas, real quick, JD, I was like, what are we going to talk about? Giants, Warriors, Warriors, Giants? And then Saturday happened.
Yeah, Saturday happened, and a much better week for the Giants than the Warriors as far as the last three days go on the weekend. And my goodness, I mean, the Giants are able to sweep the Rockies. We'll talk about that between now and 2 o'clock, guys. But just a brutal weekend for the Golden State Warriors. We got to get right to it. First off, they lose to the Wizards in just one of the worst performances that they've had on this season. And then they're able to bounce back and beat the Rockets on Saturday. But in that game, they lose James Wiseman to a torn meniscus in his right knee. And so his rookie season is effectively over, guys. And they'd lost Kelly Oubre in the ballgame on Friday night. So both of those guys out tonight as the Warriors will take on the Nuggets. But a rough conclusion, it would appear, although not official, guys, as far as James Wiseman's rookie campaign. Goo, we'll just start with you. Your initial thoughts on the weekend that was for the Warriors.
It's devastating. It is devastating, JD and Dibs. I couldn't believe when I saw him go down, and you could just, you know, hear it. I kept rewinding. You could tell he was hurt. But you look at how this rookie campaign started with the COVID situation, then the wrist situation. And for this to happen when the clock looked like it was going in the right direction, per se, with this offense, Dibs, it's just heartbreaking. And hopefully, I know there's some reports out there, he may come back sooner than later, but we don't know if the young rook needs surgery. I'm devastated for James Wiseman. And I got some good news, which I think I have good news, and I'll save that, but I'm hurt for him.
It sucks for him, and it's a bummer for the team and everything, but you know, the team has actually played better without him. So from a short term, can they still make a run, make it to the offs, JD, as we like to say on this program? It could still happen. This is not a death blow to that. And I wouldn't say I'm, quote, devastated. It's more for me just a bummer. And it's been a season, as Goo laid out, of fits and starts, of starts and stops, of bright spots and dark spots, and to the bench. Now you're going to start. Not closing games. What's he going to become this year? And now it's just, it looks to be seemingly over from the standpoint of he won't get that full season of development, even a crazy pandemic season, JD, in a season where he wouldn't have played 70 games. He was trending toward 45 maybe, but now his development gets put on hold yet again.
Yeah, and the toughest part really is the fact that it looked again like he was starting to turn his season around and starting to play at a higher clip over the course of the last three games against the Hawks and the Bucks, and then even in the first few minutes of the game against the Rockets, had a nice game against the Wizards. So you look at losing him at this point, I think there was a lot being put on the final 20 games for James Wiseman as far as, I don't know, salvaging some semblance of real, you know, forward momentum into an offseason that would look a heck of a lot more normal than the offseason that he had last year, obviously, after playing three college games and you know, the draft getting pushed all the way to November and then missing training camp. So that's the big bummer, Goo, is just the fact that now we're not, in all likelihood, going to get to see him attempt to make strides. Short-term, though, I'm kind of with you guys. Short-term, I don't think it really necessarily impacts much as far as the Warriors' chase for one of these final play-in tournament slots.
No, you know what, JD, you're right. And I say that confidently, but yesterday I'm watching the Giants as they were preparing to sweep the Rockies, and this news came out. And I took pen to paper, guys, and if you allow me just to get this off my chest, I just felt some type of way like, when are the Golden State Warriors going to get good news? And I go back to being in the building when Clay had his mishap. Kevin Durant arguably cost him another ring. Do I dare have to remind you of last year? Steph Curry injuring his hand, 15-50. And then this year, Kelly Oubre, just the night before on Friday, I don't know how he's not on a gurney in Kaiser, but we have to deal with that. And, JD, since you're on the show and this is how I feel, Spadoni, can you hit it, please?
I'm just going to put it bluntly. I'm sick of it.
And that's how I feel about these Warrior injuries. This is not cool. But the good news, Dub Nation, is the guy, the young rook, was not finishing games. And, Dibs, I think this season could be salvaged.
Well, and I don't know what you mean by salvaged, because we've been over this, and I've been more team lottery, JD, team Secaucus, trying to get an additional ping pong ball in the hopper, babe. But now you're 10, and it looks like you're not going to have Wiseman. So even if you do get into a playing scenario, if he's unable to play in that game, well, then this big experience boost that we were hoping he would get isn't going to come to pass. And JD, you touched on it. He was starting to play better, James Wiseman, more confidently, seemingly offensively anyway, more in the flow and, you know, looking to score, even if the three ball wasn't necessarily where he should be shooting from. He felt it looked to be more comfortable. And so to have this setback is definitely a bummer. And, you know, Kelly Oubre too. Now he's hurt. And I just don't think, Goo, you can look at them as being, quote, unlucky when they had a 5-year run to the finals and they were able to play through minor injuries, but they mostly avoided big calamity injuries.
I'll give you that, Dibs, but at the end of the day, they earned everything they got in that 5-year run, JD. And when you get these rash of injuries back-to-back, I'm going Chris Berman, it sucks. And now I'm looking around and I'm saying, you know what? I've been the biggest advocate for Steph Curry. He's having a great season. It's on him. I'm going to get more JTA playing the five. Perhaps that's what I'm thinking we're going to see along with Looney and Draymond. But how many people were throwing rocks at the young rookie in his defense, saying that this defense with him on the court, you know, he was a liability? Well, guess what, JD? You're not going to have that excuse, and I still think the Warriors can get to where they, if they want to shock the world per se and win the play-in game, you got to qualify first and then go for an upset. The season from a basketball standpoint is not lost with James Wiseman being gone if he's gone for the rest of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just a matter of being a bummer again. That a big reason why you'd want to make the play-in tournament would be to get James Wiseman experience in a couple of elimination games, perhaps. And if you win a couple of those games, a first-round series against a team like Utah or Phoenix or maybe one of the LA squads. So as far as being, you know, team play-in versus team Secaucus, Dibs,
it
feels like there's less of a benefit to make the play-in tournament with Wiseman now out for a period of time.
If he's unable to get the experience, and, you know, if Eric Paschal can come back and Jordan Poole, it'd be nice to get the young guys, the non-chip Warriors, you know, those who haven't been through it and experienced it. Yeah, it would be good. Even, you know, Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre Jr., more veteran-type players, but haven't had this level of, you know, playoff intensity, and so that would benefit them, although Oubre not likely to be a part of the team next year. Wiggins seemingly will be. So I get that, and I never would begrudge Steph and Draymond the opportunity to compete and win, because that's ultimately what this is all about. So I'm not saying fully tank, but if you happen to bumble into the 11th spot, it's not the worst thing in the world, JD.
Hey, it's time to win some money. That's right. Time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word TRAVEL to 72881. That's TRAVEL to 72881. It's brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio, Garden, and More at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. So
call
good
it,
luck.
Ref! To TRAVEL!
What's a trout? What happened?
Whoa,
what happened?
What did I miss?
We got a flag on the play already?
Yeah, no, that because the word was travel, so I was doing my my fan, you know, goo, because we're starting to get fans back in the stands. And yeah, thank you, Nick. And you know, if you're one of only 5,000 or 6,000 at Chase, you can vocally impact your ability to input to the officials now greater than ever. I see heckling, JD, ticking up by about 12% with
show
these smaller
guard
crowds.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
don't
is
get
incredible.
Me started.
You get a
that's all I thought
of
yesterday.
Now?
Xander Schauffele on 16, Goo. Oh, had me thinking about Steiny.
If I know about Xander, he messed up. Yeah.
Hello, friends. He had made 4 straight birdies and closed to within 2 of the fading Japanese Hideki Matsuyama to the 16th hole. It was an 8-iron, and he fatted it. Much like me after a weekend of pizza and beer, he fatted it. The only thing you can't do on 16 is hit it short, off the bank, trickle, trickle, splash, and Xander Schauffele's chance at the green jacket evaporated at the Masters.
Choke artist.
He played great. Yes, Daddy, yeah. He played great. And he cashed as a 3-1 making the top 5, so that was good. Hey, it was a salvage a little chicken.
Hello, friends. Hello,
hey, that's all I could say. I mean, what a weekend.
Yeah, incredible weekend with the Masters. Nice weekend for the Giants,
man. But
a rough one for the Warriors. 888-957-9570. Hey, coming up at 10:48, Kalena Azubuike is going to join us. And at 11, not going to want to miss this, Aaron Showtime Taylor, who stole the show on Saturday night inside Chase Center as the guest PA announcer. He's going to join us at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. That is all what's coming up here on 95.7. The game is this segment is sponsored by Network Capital Funding.
Listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring John.
That's a problem.
Dickinson.
Welcome back, Steiny, Guru, and Dibs here on a Monday. That is a problem. The Golden State Warriors, bigger problem, Dibs, this weekend. And then I'll give you my initial thought when James Wiseman went down, because I actually went down a pretty dark path immediately when it happened.
Oh,
but
there's a
bigger
shock.
Problem. Bigger problem, Dibs, the loss to the Wizards on Friday night, which was just abominable, or the loss of James Wiseman for the remainder of the season?
It's James Wiseman, and I'm going to go classic TV show Arrested Development on you, because his development now has been stopped. His ability to get better this year appears to be over. Now, the loss to Washington was unsightly. It was ungainly. It was ugly, but in my opinion, you're not really going anywhere anyhow. It wasn't the difference between you being a threat in the Western Conference landscape and not being a threat. You look around, and we'll go last night in our league a little later in the program, but the other teams in the West are better at the top, deeper in the middle, and mostly better at the bottom. So for me, it was a bad loss, but it's not going to prevent you from doing anything. The Wiseman injury, far more damaging, because now you don't get to see his improvement.
Yeah, and Gu, I'll tell you where I went as far as the path. I actually had the thought, I wonder if this could be James Wiseman's last game as a member of the Golden State Warriors. I thought, oh no, you hope
a
obviously
dark night,
that
it's
not an first thought. You hope it's not an ACL, because that would be just catastrophic. It would be basically bye bye until October of 2022. And I know he could still, by the calendar, be able to return next year if that had been the injury. But for all intents and purposes, the impact that he would have had, it would have been just to come back for the final month or so and you know, get his feet wet and get headed into an off season. So effectively, that would have been the case. Great that it's not that, obviously. But the other thought was kind of twofold, Gu. It was, if the Warriors play better without him down the stretch by virtue of having to play small ball, does that create a conversation? And also, it's, hey, Wiseman could be the Warriors' biggest chip to cash in an attempt to go get a superstar that allows them to get closer to being a championship contender again. So I'll admit, yeah, I went down a dark road. Not proud of it. I'll do that from time to time. But that was my initial thought, Gu.
I'm not mad, and I appreciate you being honest. And real quick, before I get into it, about that game at the Wizards, which I taped, how about this? Give the ball to a guy named Steph Curry, who only had Russell Westbrook guarding him. He was open. Why put Lee in that situation? Give it to the guy that had it going. Why rob him of that moment? Okay, I'll leave that there. But, you know, I wrote down three things. What this injury means for the player and what it means for the team and ownership. JD, I'm not mad at you, but I just think this is off the table now. Him wearing another uniform, because if I'm another GM or owner, why the hell would I want to see a guy come back from this injury? We don't know how serious and how long it's going to take to come back from it. Why would I want that on my dime? I'll see how he comes back, Dibs, and rehabilitates himself in a Warrior uniform. Then we might have action. But as far as him being traded while not showing he can come back or he's healthy, I don't see that happening. And real quick, JD, to your first point, I think we've already been down this road in regard to, oh, how's the team playing when they go small without Wiseman when he hurt that wrist, Dibs, early
on?
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a mixed bag. And again, against the really good teams with big, powerful front lines, you're going to struggle. But when you have these games, and that's why the Washington loss hurts so much, because that's a game you should win eight times out of 10. But one of the two happened to be Friday night. As to Wiseman and the potential trade, JD, I'll just ask you a simple, direct question about his value. Is Wiseman's value right now higher or lower than it was when the Warriors took him in the draft?
I think it's higher. I think it's absolutely higher, because he's flashed an ability to be, I think, a star at times. Now, not consistently enough to where you're going to say for sure that he's going to be a star, but he has had some star-like flashes for a player at 19 and 20. So, yeah, I think even given the ups and downs and a lot of it stunted by the protocols that you mentioned, I think his value is greater than it was November 18.
Gu, you agree with that? Because I'm a little surprised. I would say it's slightly lower, just because
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dibs.
No, go ahead, because I think you're going to say exactly what I was thinking.
How many shows have we done to where callers and texters, JD and Dibs, have said, you know, not he's a bust. I don't believe that, but he's left a lot of meat on the bone, a lot to be desired. And now you tell me, Dibs, he's hurt on top of, if this were a pop quiz, his rookie season thus far, he'd probably get a D or F. And you talk about defensively him being a liability, that is real. So, JD, I would just say for my take that it's actually lower than what we were hoping and thinking he would be coming out of college.
Well, the injury definitely would mitigate some of that. And I know, Dibs, we were talking about it before the show. I mean, I actually had an optimistic view on the injury, I think, in part because I was comparing it to the alternative injuries that it could have been. When I heard meniscus, my initial thought was, well, he's 20 years old. This will probably take him a couple of months to get back and get right, but it's not the ACL 9 to 12 month that basically knocks him out of his second campaign as well. You had a little different take on that, though.
Well, the meniscus, when you tear it, and we don't know the severity, but once it's gone, it's pretty much gone. There's no meniscus replacement. I tore my ACL, and I was lucky enough to get a cadaver. They either take a piece of your hamstring and sew it in there, or you go the cadaver route. So my ACL, I have somebody else's ACL, and it's been good, knock on wood, for 20-plus years. But the meniscal damage, you can get injections, and you can get cortisone and other treatment, but depending on the severity of it, he's going to be dealing with some knee discomfort for a long time. And I think another question to all this goo is, how can James Wiseman, between now and the start of next year, put on 15 to 20 pounds of muscle? Because you look at the injury, and he's a kind of spindly, gangly. He's very long,
baby
which is great.
Legs. Yeah.
But he needs to get stronger around his knees and his ankles to avoid future injuries.
And that's why, JD, when we find out if they have to go the surgery route, because everybody's talking about no big deal, he'll be back. Then some are saying it might be long. But if he can't go to the lab, per se, for 4 or 5 months and add that weight and basically just get stronger, JD, then this really is a problem.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Where are you at on the value of James Wiseman right now? That's one question. And the other is just the initial reaction to the injury, because I'm like you, Goo. I thought, damn, this Warriors team really just can't catch a break. And on dunk attempts, too, Dibs. I mean, think about the dunk attempts over the last 2 years. Klay Thompson goes up for a dunk, winds up tearing his ACL. You look at Kelly Oubre, the dunk attempt that's put him on the shelf now for the last couple of games, and including tonight. And Wiseman twice this season injured on dunk attempts.
Yeah, whatever happened to a good old-fashioned layup? Or dare I say the jump stop, Goo? The jump stop.
He tried to smash it, though, Diaz.
Yeah, but, and again, and this is where little inexperience, he's got to go with two hands.
Yeah.
You got to go with two hands. And, you got to get stronger. And if you're 7'1", and you're, 25 years old, and you've got that grown man strength, that shot doesn't get blocked. But he tried to smash, good defensive play. And, you learn how to not expose yourself when you are going to the rim, and learning how to land without... because he landed basically straight leg on the right.
He let out a. You could hear it.
Oh, yeah. And then when he rolls over, you're thinking, oh, no. You're thinking the worst. So you are a little bit, a little bit happier, quote unquote, that it wasn't an ACL.
And, fellas, I got to share this with you. Yeah, you're right, Dibs. That's the positive. It could have been worse. But I am so over a Warrior going down. And then when they get up, I'm on my sofa like, oh, they're good. He got up. Because like you mentioned, Klay did it. Klay got up and shot the free throws and ran down the court, JD. And I'm thinking, oh, we're good. He got up. And then I'm like, oh, Wiseman got up. The timeout. They go to commercial. Then you see him walking back to the locker room with the trainer. It's just, I know the 5 years were great. But the recent history, I just got to tell you guys, man, I need to pop a couple Advils. It's bothersome. It's a headache. And now we're going to see if Draymond, the best defender ever, can play the five. We're going to see Looney more minutes, and JTA, who I've been clamoring for, Dickinson.
Well, it's interesting because I think short term, Dibs, this team can continue to compete. And Draymond at the small ball five works even for this team. We saw it when Wiseman went out toward the end of January and the early part of February. I think in some ways, Steve Kerr having fewer options actually works in the Warriors' favor. You saw even last week, he cut the rotation down to 9, and the Warriors started to play better. Now, the Washington game kind of wipe that good vibe away maybe a little bit, but it's two different conversations in a way, Dibs. It's the short term, hey, the Warriors are probably maybe better off now set up to make a run toward the play-in, but if you're not going to have James Wiseman once you get there and his rookie season is done at this point, then it's a disappointment on that front and hurts him, which hurts the big picture, I think, to a greater extent.
Right, and that's where you can't help it. If you don't make the playoffs and Wiseman's healthy, he misses out. And now if he's potentially hurt and you do make it and he misses out, that's just unfortunately, the bad breaks that sometimes goes along with any team trying to go from where the Warriors were back to where they were. Last year, 15-50, you know, you could say it was a blip and it was an aberration and all that because Steph was hurt, no Clay, etc. But now you're in a situation where you got to take steps forward. And if you don't make the playoffs two straight years, that's unfortunate and that hurts everybody.
Let's get to Roberta in San Leandro. Roberta's up first here. It's Steiny, Guru, and Dibs. JD in for Steiny here on a Monday. What's up, Roberta? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, hey, guys. Another great show, of course. You know, I just wanted to say this. I think it's a tragedy, you know, to your point, because we won't be able to see the Weissman, you know, his growth. Number two, and the thing that is really important, he just turned 20 years old, and I just have a small story. My brother, my kid brother, when he turned 25, I hadn't seen him for a while, and I looked at him and I said, "Damn, dude, you're a man." Okay? To your point about Weissman needing to gain 15, maybe 20 pounds of muscle, you have a young man playing against grown men. And he's more apt, I think, in some senses, to get injured because he's really out there playing his heart out, but these guys already got their muscle on him. And I wish everybody the best, of course, but dang, I really wanted to see, you know, as you're saying, you know, his incremental growth to make me feel really good about where the team's going with him. That's about it, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Roberta. Appreciate the call. We could have been having a whole different conversation, Goo, about James Wiseman's rookie campaign if he had strung together 18 more games like the last three or four before this latest injury.
No doubt at all. And offensively, he was making strides. And I'm going to tell you this, just to go off of what Roberta said. Guys, from a pleasure watching the Warriors, it's number 30. And number two was watching the development of James Wiseman. And now that's gone. I'm still all in, Dibs. I'm romanticizing about the playing game that'll lead to a series. But I gotta tell you, your boy's gonna be hurt tonight knowing that I don't get that dessert. Steph Curry was an entree and Wiseman was the dessert. And now no sweets.
Yeah, and it might be time to shut it down, you know, drop a few LBs because you can't always have your sweets. And unfortunately, you know, it's like when you run out of Girl Scout cookies, James Wiseman gets hurt, and now you're out of the Thin Mints and the
shortbread,
you know. So now, no sweets, Goo. It's nothing but, like you say, the entree and maybe some veggies. You know, your JTA, maybe he gets more minutes. And Jordan Poole, a good solid salad, you know. Maybe he starts to emerge as more than just an appetizer. So there's plenty of intrigue still to watch. Unfortunately, James Wiseman, at least for the short term, won't be a part of it. And you kind of await, you know, the next shoe to drop on that. But I think Roberta makes a good point about, you know, the age factor. I got a kid who'll be 20, JD, in about 2 months. And I've seen him over the past 8 to 10 months go from young man to he's a man now. He's a man, you know. More facial hair than his father. Sturdy, strong. You know,
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Well, not he's halfway there now. So that's a decent play. Up in 20 years, the drop works. But, you know, for now, and you see it for all these guys, even LaMelo Ball, you know, who's basically the same age as Wiseman. He still isn't into his man body. You compare him to his brother, and his brother looks a lot older than him, more than 2 or 3 years, you know.
888-957-9570. Let's get to Steve in Folsom. Steve is up next here on Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, it's a real bummer. And, you know, I'm going to take it one step further and just say, you know, when a 19-year-old, you know, you blow out your knee making an athletic play, dunking the basketball, it's just, it's not good. And it spells of almost just an injury bust, you know. It's not a good way to start out your career. And, you know, how's he going to come back now? It's like, you know, I'm making athletic plays, I'm dunking the basketball, and I blow out my meniscus. I mean, how's that mentally for the guy going forward? I just think it's really bad. And, you know, it's just, you know, the way I look at it is we just wasted our first round pick last year, and we're just, you know, that much more in the hole. Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. I'll take it from there.
Thanks, Steve. Wow. You know, Goo, it's tough because there has been such a hyper-focus on Wiseman's confidence level. And here he is on that play, unabashed, attacking the rim, you know, basically doing what everybody wants to see him do, and it winds up having a negative outcome for him. Where are you at with all of that and the confidence level of Wiseman? Because when things haven't gone well, he's dropped his head a little bit or gotten frustrated, and it's been noticeable and become maybe more a part of the conversation that he or the Warriors would like.
You know what, JD? I appreciate that caller, and I appreciate each and every caller being honest, because we're all going to look at this thing differently. But one thing that came out of last week is we found out he talks to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving daily. And in this instance, Dibs, I got to really believe, with KD having that catastrophic injury a couple years ago, that, you know, he can help the youngster out along, obviously, with his current teammates. But what scares me about this is we don't know if it's surgery, but it is something that goes in the injury file. And let's just say, Dibs, he comes back and lo and behold gets hurt next year. Then you're talking about a rookie or a second-year player that's injury history is piling up. And how many guys in our league have we seen to where injuries could kind of derail your career? It's just a thought I have. Yeah.
No, some greats. Derrick Rose, Grant Hill, just two names that percolated up to
Penny
the top.
Hardaway.
Yeah, so many guys, you know, and it's those annoying injuries. Amari Stoudemire, which is when we first heard about microfracture surgery, which sounds absolutely excruciating. So you hope that it's just a meniscus, and being 20 definitely helps him here. So when we talk about the relative youth and inexperience and all that, he still is going to heal quickly as a 20-year-old. And if this is the first, JD, knee injury, that's good news. It's just a little meniscus, and if they do need to go surgery, arthroscopic, it's a pretty easy surgery. I've had it myself where they just go in and just a snip. Just you snip the little meniscus that's torn, and you just cut it away, and, you know, you're on to Cincinnati. So being 20 as opposed to being my age, quite frankly, he's cut out for a quick rehab no matter what it is.
Yeah, and Goo, it's for me now, you shift.
Hold on, JD, real quick, not to interrupt your beard.
Yeah.
People don't know, they can't see you. Your beard game is on Rick Ross level. It's you got it going right now, brother. But go ahead. The beard is on point.
I appreciate that. Try not to stare. Dibs, am I gonna have to turn the camera off if Guru's just gonna be transfixed?
I got beard envy,
on the
Dibs.
No, and you know what, Goo, I was actually just reflecting on 10 years ago, coming up on 10 years ago, where JD and I and unnamed third actually launched this station doing morning. So anytime I get to do radio with JD, it flashes me back to 2011 JD. And it's a long way to say.
No beard did though, huh?
No, he looks about 30 times better now than he did 10 years ago. I mean, let's put the rat on the table, Spadone. First rat of the week. JD's gotten in shape.
That beard, lay boy.
Oh, more beard and less poundage to the tune of about 40.
I was going to say, you're down at least two chins. Yes, Spadone. JD bringing it here in 2021. But anyway, that ends the JD praise portion of our program. I want to pile up because the beard game is on point, but it's the skinniness that gets me. That's all.
I love you.
Goo, we're talking about Wiseman and the offseason, and the part that you hope now is that he can get healthy, and whether he does need the surgery or doesn't, we'll get more information as it breaks and gets reported as far as, you know, what is going to have to happen with the torn meniscus. But the hope now, as you shift forward, Goo, is, hey, he's able to get right in the next couple months, and it's still at that point only June, and the summer league is probably going to be in August, and at that point he could – there's still plenty of time, I feel like. Well, these last 18 games, it stinks that he's not going to be able to play in those. But as long as the trajectory of the rehab and the recovery are on that timeline, the summer could still be bright for Wiseman, and he could come back ready to roll and in a much better position come October when training camp is projected to start than even where he left if his last game for this season was on Saturday night.
Yeah, and I'll go one step further, being positive Pete early this Monday morning. Maybe he comes back better and stronger from this, Dibs, but to me, it's imperative that this injury doesn't rob him from the summer league and adding that bulk you speak of. But I will say this, and I know the injury wasn't as severe as Klay Thompson's, but we always hear athletes talk about that dark place they go when they get hurt and the thing they love is taken away from them. Where I'm going is, you guys got me thinking the team's success without him, if it's more for the better and that conversation starts to grow, I wonder, JD, would that put him, if he's shrugging his shoulders and down, if watching, not that he wants his team to lose, but I'm being real, JD, if there's some success, would that almost, you know, enable him to be the best he can this offseason? Just a thought.
Is it even relevant, though, Dibs, if the Warriors have success without him with this team? Because this team, in the grand scheme, is going to have to be much better than next year's team anyway. Like, this team playing better, does that even matter, really?
I think it does matter, especially if they, you know, they go on a run and finish out the year and get up to the 8 seed, and then, you know, they win the one game needed there, lose the 7, but you beat the 9-10 winner, and you end up going to a series, and he still can't play, and I think then you'll hear whispers of, yeah, they may not even need Wiseman. They may be better right. without Wiseman. And then your notion of him having played his last game as a Warrior goes from being preposterous to more yeah. probable than we thought. So I think it does matter how this team looks without James Wiseman. Now, they're not going to just go and be terrible without him. They're going to be how they would have been with him, I think. They're going to be around 500. They're probably going to stagger into the 10. And then we'll see what happens in that play-in situation.
Well, and Goo, they were primed to maybe go on a run anyway, although the loss to the Wizards really mitigated that yeah. some. Not that they can't still get in. I still think they probably will get in, Goo. But you look at, I mean, they were primed to go on a run with him, without him, just based on the schedule. So I don't know. I don't feel like it would matter that much because when you look, Goo, at this team moving forward, they know who the top five guys are going to be, but 6, 7, 8, 9 to me need a total revamp.
No doubt. And I'm going to say this real quick here. Is there any worse opponent coming to town tonight than Jokic at the position you just took the injury from, Dibs, and now you got to reshuffle and, you know, use Elmer glue and Gorilla glue here and there? This yeah. is a nightmare. Hey, and JD, real quick, I don't want to play the bunny game with the schedule. You losing to the Wizards, any team
no doubt.
Is the 86 Lakers to me now. You cannot, yeah. I will not give you that card anymore of, oh, okay. you're going to beat them.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that last week. You giving that card too much, and Steiny and I actually said that other teams look at you as the bunny. Like, Denver's looking at you tonight as, okay, this is a win on our schedule. So you got to play with that chip on your shoulder. And, JD, we talked about it before Friday's game. Warriors need to go 4-1 over these next 5. And, you know, you're giving them a loss to Denver today. But that Washington loss, all of a sudden, that is like throw up on your shirt right there. Because if you lose to Denver, now you're 1-2 in that 5-game stretch, needing to win the last couple on the road just to be 3-2 in a very important 5-game stretch. Yikes.
Yeah, and it's ugly. You, it is, yeah. Great call there, Dibs. It's ugly because, I mean, the Nuggets are as hot as anybody at this point. They did lose yesterday to
yeah,
the Celtics.
Mad.
But
yeah,
they
gave
won
that
eight
one
in
away.
A row.
Yeah.
And you look at the Warriors and their struggles since the end of February, the Nuggets are 17-4 going all the way back to February the 27th. So Denver's going to be in, you know, looking for a win. And, yeah, this is a tough matchup for the Warriors. There's no doubt about it. It's Steiny, Guru, and Dibs here on a Monday on 95.7 The Game. John Dickinson sitting in for Matt Steinmetz. Hey, coming up, we're going to be joined by Kalena Azubuike. He's straight ahead here. We'll get his thoughts on the James Wiseman injury, how the Warriors can finish this season. And also, Aaron Showtime Taylor, the guest PA announcer at Chase Center on Saturday. We're going to go back-to-back with Kalena and Showtime Taylor. It's coming up here. And this segment, sponsored by MB Jesse Painting. Is your business, high-rise, or HOA in need of quality painting? MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area. They're experts, complete projects on time, have been helping Bay Area businesses and residents for 25 years as well. Visit mbjesse.com for a free quote today.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring Sean.
That's a problem.
Dickinson.
Back with you here on a Monday. Aaron Showtime Taylor joining us at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. But up right now, it's a pleasure, as always, to be joined by Warriors television analyst and one of our 95.7 The Game Warriors analysts and contributors as well, Kalena Azubuike, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Kalena, thanks a lot for coming on. We really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing well. Let's start with James Wiseman. I mean, just your initial reaction to learning of the injury, and I know we don't know all the details at this point, but the torn meniscus, just another disappointing moment in what's been an up-and-down season for Wiseman, and it looked like he was starting to turn the corner again here these last three or four games.
He really was. I hate to see it. He was getting more patient, I feel like. He wasn't pressing as much. He wasn't forcing as much. They were running that play for him at the beginning of games to get him a jumper where Steph screens down for him, and he gets a jumper close to around the top of the key or on the free throw line area. And obviously that's something that he loves to do, stretch the floor, but he wasn't overdoing it. He was getting better at picking his spots when to shoot that jumper, and they were gaining more and more rapport with their pick and rolls and throwing lobs to him and drawing his defender and dishing it to him and just making it easier on him and using his speed to get up and down the floor, get points and fast break opportunities and all that stuff. So he was getting better in all those areas. And then this happens, and it just stinks because I was actually watching it, and I feel like he's going to get better and better as he gets experience in this league, figuring out what's the safest way to take off and go up strong and try to finish. Because the way he took off, it was pick and roll, went off of one foot, had the defender trying to kind of help and recover and get back to him. So he was trying to challenge his dunk from the side. And just in that scenario, I think later in his career, he'll realize, okay, maybe the safest way to go up here is to gather myself, go off of 2 feet if I can, and jump straight into that defender's body and be able to come down maybe on 2 feet or just in a safer position to where you're not coming down and your momentum's going forward and you got to catch your whole body weight with one leg and it could be awkward. So I think he'll get better and better with that. But now he's still young and he's trying to dunk everything, which is good and which is what you want your big men to do. And that's a great mentality to have. But I think he can go off 2 feet and maybe still dunk it and kind of body that defender just a little more, jump straight into him instead of kind of giving him an opportunity to get ball, to kind of clothesline him from up top almost. And it's just little subtle things you learn as you get older and as you play longer in the league. Because obviously he's still young, only 3 games at Memphis. He's almost a high schooler. And in high school, that works, right? He's the biggest dude and he's no one's going to be able to get up that high with him. No one's going to be strong enough to knock him over or anything. So he's just used to that. And in the NBA, someone can get a piece of the ball and they're strong enough to basically knock you over and just put you in a really precarious, compromised position where you could get hurt. So you learn as you go. But again, I hate seeing it. And it's definitely obviously not his fault that it happened. He's just trying to go up and finish. But I think later in his career, he'll put himself in a better position to land safely.
Kalina, I had the game on during break, and I heard your reaction, and I know you're a former NBA player. Just your reaction when you heard this news yesterday, were you surprised? Because you kind of – you let us know that, you know what, he hurt his knee. Was it one of those things that were when the news came down? How shocked were you?
No, I wasn't surprised. I just saw how he landed, and I didn't see anything pop out. So I just figured, okay, if it may be a meniscus or something like that. I didn't want to really speculate when I saw it. I just saw how he landed, and I just saw his reaction. It's like when someone feels pain, or you get that that shooting pain, or any kind of stinging feeling, they react. And the way he landed awkwardly and the way he reacted, that combined kind of let me know that it was that he hurt himself. And I was just praying that it wasn't something serious, and I was just praying that everything was intact in there. But it's not surprising that it was a meniscus, and so he just got to take care of it, rehab it. And again, I think he's going to learn from it. I think he's going to try to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen again. Obviously, being able to jump off of 1 foot is really valuable, but you kind of almost got to pick your spots with it and make sure you're going to be able to land. But yeah, I was really sad for him because, again, he was going in the right direction, and he's still so young, and he's still got so much room to grow, and he's a sponge, and he's accepting all of the knowledge that he's getting and looking for it. He's talking to people, getting better and better. So it's rough, but he'll bounce back. He seems like he's pretty level-headed and mentally strong.
Kalina Azubuike here on 95.7 The Game. How much of this is going to be off-season fitness and muscle building, Kalina? Because by the time you came in the league, you were pretty muscular, and Wiseman's still pretty gangly. How much can he gain over the course of now until the start of next year?
He'll gain. He's been working with David Alexander out of Miami, and he does a really great job of making sure, I believe his last name is Alexander. I might have messed that up, but he's a good friend of mine. He's not going to be happy if he hears that. His first name is David, but he does a really good job of strengthening the muscles around the joints. He prides himself on injury prevention, and that's a major aspect of the training that he does. He's very sports specific, so if he has football players, he's doing things that are specific to the movements and the explosiveness that they need for their sport. If he has a basketball guy, he knows every game, he knows every sport, so he's doing movements and the training is specific to basketball moves and the kind of explosiveness you need on the court, and the injury prevention is the same way. So he does a great job, and that's who James Wiseman was working with before he ever stepped foot on the court with the Warriors. And if he continues with him, I think he's going to be in really good hands, and he's just going to continue to get stronger and stronger and be able to dish out more and more punishment and be even more of a man-child than he is now. He's built up pretty good. He's still skinny, but he is going to fill out even more and get stronger, and his reaction time is going to get better and better, and he's going to get a little quicker. And we're going to see the evolution of James Wiseman because, listen, he's still a kid, and his body is going to develop, and he's going to be more mature when it comes to his body and his mind and the way he thinks the game and handles everything that this game throws at him. So he's going to get bigger. He's going to get bigger for sure. And when he does, man, it's going to be scary for opponents.
Kalina, great stuff. We really appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, Kalina Azubuike joining us here on 95.7 The Game as the Warriors are going to be taking on the Denver Nuggets tonight right here, 5:30 for Warriors Live. Some guy named John Dickinson and Ryan Covey will have Warriors Live for you, 5:30 tonight, and then Tim and Tom on the call. 7 o'clock tip for the Dubs, Dibs, and the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, 3.5-hour break for you, JD. It's not quite enough time to really get into anything wholehearty. What will you do with that 210 minutes between gigs today?
Line the beer.
Yeah, probably. No. That'll be tonight. That'll be tonight. It probably have an adult beverage. Probably a cocktail at about 2 o'clock. Just one. And then try to get the juices rolling again. Either take a walk, get some sunlight. Maybe ride the bike. I got the bike here in back of me. Might ride the bike for 40 minutes just to get a good sweat in.
You got one of those Pelotons or just a good old-fashioned stationary?
I actually have both currently, believe it or not.
Whoa, look at you.
The Peloton's trendy, right? That's the new bike. What happened to the treadmill and the bike?
And the elliptical.
The pandemic. I'm Johnny Elliptical. I'm Johnny Elliptical, but in my building, everything, like every gym, it got shut down, so I couldn't get at an elliptical, Dib. So I was walking a lot during the day, not doing the night show. And at one point, I thought, well, I got to do something. Yeah, the 49ers season's starting. I'm going to be doing the night show. I got to do something. And so I borrowed actually a stationary bike from my parents. Shout out to them. But then I went online and said, I'm gonna look at the Peloton. And it's a good thing I borrowed the other one, Goo, because it took me like 3 months to get the freaking Peloton. I decided to keep it.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There you go, JD. Good for you, man. Yeah. Now all you right. need well, to do is an IG live with you riding it. That's what everybody's doing.
No, they're I don't.
Live
I'm
and going to the bathroom, live brushing your teeth.
No, completely against that. Not going to happen. You're listening, by the way, to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's hour number two here. Steiny Guru and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. From Kalen Azubuike, we go to the man that really stole the show inside Chase Center on Saturday night. Aaron Showtime Taylor, the guest public address announcer for the ball game against the Rockets on Saturday. It's a pleasure to be joined by him right now here on 95.7 The Game. Aaron, thanks a lot for coming on.